Under 50% of Greeks now support EU stance on Ukraine. By Chris Tomlinson on December 18, 2022. A newly released Eurobarometer survey conducted by the European Parliament has revealed that under half of Greeks support the European Union stance on Ukraine. The Eurobarometer poll autumn 2022 survey revealed that just 48% of Greeks approve of the European Union's support for Ukraine following Russia's full-scale invasion of the country in February, tied with Bulgaria and 1 percentage point behind Slovakia. When asked about actions such as sanctions and military support for Ukraine, Greeks were even less enthusiastic, with just 46% in support. Similar results were seen in Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Cyprus, where less than 50% expressed support. Interestingly, three of the four countries are predominantly Orthodox Christian, like Russia, in terms of religious affiliation, and have historically had a more favorable view of Russia than many other European countries. Indeed, as recently as 2017, a Gallup poll found Greeks and Bulgarians had Russia as their first choice to defend them in wartime, despite being NATO members. 24 of the EU's 27 member states still saw a majority of respondents agree with the EU's stance toward Ukraine, with 97% of Swedes and 95% of Finns supportive. Across EU member states, an average of 74% back the EU. The strongest support for sanctions and military aid was also seen in Sweden and Finland, followed by the Netherlands, Denmark, Ireland, and Portugal, who all saw support at 90% or higher. Around two-thirds of EU residents expressed concern that the Ukraine war will have an effect on their lives. However, as 65% stated they believed the conflict would directly change their lives. Many have already been affected by rising inflation and energy issues, with some countries admitting they may be forced to ration electricity over the winter months. In France, Xavier Piquet-Sike, the president of Réseau Transport d'Électricité, RTE, and head of the National Electricity Grid, warned in November that power cuts across the country were likely over the winter. Franck Chartin, general delegate of Perifim, a French federation of supermarket chains, warned earlier this month that possible outages could cause large waste of fresh food as supermarkets would have little time to prepare for any scheduled outages. "We have never experienced this situation. Stores are very poorly equipped today with generators. We will not throw away frozen products that have for the most part more thermal inertia. But, for fresh products that do not last 2 hours, there will indeed be a significant waste," he warned. In Sweden, the government has also called on residents to cut their electricity consumption, fearing that there are significant risks of outages due to pressure on the electrical grid. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.